Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bob McClain.
Okay, who's ready for Friday? You get ready.
Hope you have a great weekend.
She is some wild, wild action.
What is the happiest day of the year?
It's Friday. It's the end of the week.
It's Friday. It's bad hair day.
We're going to turn this party around because I was born to be wild.
I never got to be wild.
It's a brand new Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, that's brilliant.
What more can you possibly want?
Let your imagination run wild.
And the crowd goes wild.
Excellent!
Brilliant! Brilliant!
I think it's going to be wild.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go, hour number two getting underway. Bobby Mack, Electric Radio Program. In the air chair, yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loudmouth of the South, the president, not to mention dean, of Insensitivity University. And on Fridays, we do the All Skate. Anything you feel like talking about is fair game. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number is 71307, and my email address remains bob@1063word.com. By the way, if you have to go away for a while, you're out running around doing things, right after the news at the bottom of the hour, I'll be joined by Tommy Hicks. He is the co-chair of the Republican National Committee and is very much tied in with, obviously, the president's reelect activities. President Trump, of course, joining us a week from today in North Charleston, in the arena down there, where by the way, they also are going to be having the Democrat debate that's coming up. To the phones we go here on Friday. Let's head to Fountain Inn and bring in Todd here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Todd. Welcome to the program.
You mentioned about the smoking up there in New York. Kind of a funny story happened to me just a day or two ago. I was at the Walmart, and I smoke. Mm-hmm. I don't smoke in my home, but anyways, I smoke. This lady come. She wasn't even in my aisle. She was like two aisles over. Anyways, come over and approached me to let me know that she was allergic to nicotine, cigarette smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at her and I said, oh, okay. What do you want me to do about that? And she said, well, I'd like to put your cigarette out. I said, not happening, lady. And she said, well, whenever I have to go to the doctor, I'm suing you. I said, well, you go right ahead, because I'm going to be very interested to explain to 12 of my peers and the judge how highly allergic to smoke you are, and you decided to walk 75 feet towards me in a cloud of smoke.
You know, this is interesting, Todd, because I wasn't even aware that you could still smoke in a Walmart.
No, not in Walmart, in the parking lot.
You're in the parking lot?
In the parking lot. Yeah, I was not in the store. Now, if I'd have been in the store, that's just rude. I mean, you know, this is rude.
I hear you. Right.
you can go in there, you know, and next to nothing at all, as long as you got a belt on, but better not light a cigarette in there. You know, I was in the parking lot. You know, yeah, it wasn't, yeah, in the parking lot, and not even at the front of the parking lot up near the store. We're talking down at least halfway down the aisle.
Holy cow.
You know, I was good and clear, yeah. But anyways, her husband come over, and he said something, and I just looked at him. He said, look, he's definitely a racist Republican. I said, no, I'm worse than that.
A racist Republican, yeah.
Yeah. I said, no, I'm actually worse than that. And he went, huh? I said, I'm a constitutionalist conservative. He said, I've never heard of that. I said, what, a conservative or the Constitution?
No kidding.
Which one?
Yeah.
But and y'all were talking about the fish sandwich. That's good, by the way. For all of y'all to know, on Monday, KFC is releasing a fried chicken sandwich on a donut bun.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm thinking fried chicken and donuts at the same time.
And if you don't want the donut as the bun, you can get it on the side.
Oh, you had to tell me that.
Yeah, yeah. But
no,
look.
I just thought it was hilarious that, you know, I was like, you walked, you know, I looked at her and said, you're highly allergic, and you walked a good segment. You're not even in my aisle. You're parked over yonder.
Right.
To come over here and tell me that, you know, that's I'm not putting out my cigarette. I said, well, I am now because I'm done. So I field stripped it like I usually do and stuck it in my pocket. I don't throw it down on the ground. You know, but the look in his eyes when I said I'm worse, I'm a constitutional Republican or a constitutional conservative.
Right.
And, you know, he said, you know, and asking, you know, which one haven't you heard of, a constitution or a conservative?
Maybe, Todd, you should have taken another tack and apologized and offered to buy them both MAGA hats to compensate them for their trouble.
Well, I didn't want to start an all-out fist fight.
Well, yeah, that's true, too. Yeah. Yeah, no need to push the op. You could have just, you know, it's too bad. You know what I need to start doing, apparently? Carry around a map of New York and get a magic marker and circle Suffolk County, New York, on it and just hand it to him and say, hey, here's where you need to move. You'll be right at home.
Yeah, go. Speaking of that, I do heating and air.
Yeah.
So I'm in a bunch of different folks' houses.
Right.
Seriously. And I have run across a whole bunch of New Yorkers and Californians. One lady, her and her husband moved, and she said that her son is moving right now. The reason he hadn't moved, they said taxes and they said crime. They said their car was broken into like 7 or 8 times.
Right.
And the police just write, you know, they don't even write a ticket.
Yeah, there's no point even calling the cops. Yeah.
Right, but they said that the reason their son hadn't moved down is he's having to go to court because he caught the guy breaking into his car, and apparently the guy sustained a couple of injuries, you know, apparently he fell off the driveway or something.
He must have stumbled trying to get away, yeah.
But, yeah, but the son beat the crap out of him. He had to go to court for beating up the guy who was breaking into his car.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, I heard it was bad, but wow. And they said that's the reason he hadn't moved down here yet because he's waiting for his court date. Once that gets done, they've already, you know, he's already got the house and everything. He's just moving down. I was like, and well, they're like, they have lost their mind. Said, you know, we are still Democrats, but we're not voting for the party anymore. I said, so you're independents. I said, I'm not going to go so far as to call you Republicans, or, you know, I'm not going to start no fight up in here. And, you know,
crazy. I suspect they're sadly mistaken, Todd, if they think their son is coming down here anytime soon, because he's going to go to jail. You know, with the juries they have up there, they're going to convict this guy of assaulting the individual that was breaking into his car and send him to jail.
Yeah, how dare he protect his property? That's
Yeah.
not his. He didn't earn it. We didn't build it.
I'm telling you.
Anyways.
It's a scary world, and it's getting scarier all the time. Thank you, Todd. I appreciate the call. That's interesting. Yeah. Yeah, just have a map of New York and circle Suffolk County on there. So, here you go. This is going to be a perfect spot for it. You'll love it there. Yeah, and wait until you get your property tax bill, by the way, and every other tax bill that they have in New York. which apparently the good old boys in Columbia are trying to replicate down here. Quarter after four here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here, and then we're right back with more as we cruise on here on the final workday of the week.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 421 here on the Bobby Mack Show on the text line. Bobby, I would have told that lady at Walmart, hey, don't go blowing smoke up my rear end, all right? Other people might not have been quite so polite. They might have said, hey, lady comes up, you know, walk 75 feet through a cloud of smoke to ask a guy in the parking lot to put out a cigarette. Might have received responses like, well, like this.
Oh, hell no.
421 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Back to the phones we go. Let's bring in John here on the Friday Free for All. Hi, John, and welcome to the program. John, are you there?
John Gog.
Hey, John. What's up, man?
Hey, man. How about that, Bobby? I lost you. Hey, I'm a Trump guy, okay, so don't get me wrong, but this Blagojevich, governor, he's a bad player. I don't get this one.
I'm a little puzzled by it myself. But you know that President Trump is a counterpuncher from way back.
Sure.
Can you imagine the reaction of the saintly Barack Hussein Obama when he heard that Blagojevich, who tried to sell Obama's Senate seat, was getting out of jail 5 or 6 years early?
You're thinking ahead of me, Bobby. That's pretty good. I like that one. I like that one a lot.
Here's another alternative as well, John. What if in exchange, you think Blagojevich knows where bodies are buried in the Democrat Party and might be willing to, share some inside skinny?
Oh, he knows the dead bodies. I guarantee that. I mean, if anyone knows where Jimmy Hoffa's buried, that guy knows it. So I mean, that guy was just as dirty. I mean, you heard the conversations they had taped about, everything from the Senate to selling the stadium for the Cubs and the guy had his hand up for the word go.
Yeah.
And you know, I was just looking at it and thinking maybe there was hair envy there or something. But no, I think you nailed that one, Bobby. That's a good one.
Could be.
You don't like Trump now, then you're really not going to like him when you get on his bad side.
Yeah, absolutely, unequivocally. Thank you, John. Yeah. Appreciate the call. Good to have you along. Jeff is with us this afternoon as well. He is in my stomping grounds at Taylor's. Hey, Jeff, how's your Friday going?
Good afternoon, Bob. Going pretty good. Hope yours is.
Yes, sir. So far, so good.
I may ask you, do you remember on the Muppets, the two old men on the Muppets that are arguing back and forth?
Two of my favorites.
Does that not remind you of Bernie Sanders and Bloomberg? Is that not them?
Yeah, pretty close. Pretty close. In fact, I started for a while. I thought about using those two guys as part of the close of the show, you know, because I love it where they go, the show was okay. Yeah, it was pretty good. Oh, I don't know. I didn't like this part. Yeah, it stunk. Yeah, it wasn't any good at all. It was terrible. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, I've cleaned this up for you, but, you know, he came across to me, Bloomberg did, as just a blank hole.
Yeah.
A great big, just the biggest blank hole that's ever lived, and just a bitter, unhappy, horrible, mean old man that's just in this race to get back at Donald Trump. No other reason. He doesn't want to be president, and I think even the idiot Democrats can see that.
Now, here's a thought, and you know, I have a different kind of twist on things. What if Bloomberg is a Trojan horse? What if he's a plant? He's got enough money. He doesn't care. He's already spent $450 million. What if he and Donald Trump really are still friends, and this whole thing is a scam?
Well, if that's the case, then it's a pretty brilliant scam, because he's turning everything upside down. I mean, their whole field stinks. Nobody in that field is qualified in any way to be the president. Not at all. It's all because of, you know, one of them's a woman, one of them's gay. Who cares? You know, that's the whole thing. It's just social stuff. And you got to stand tall to be the president. I don't think Bloomberg's up for that.
No, the thought of any of these losers who are vying to be the designated victim against President Trump in November being in the White House is pretty terrifying. Can you imagine any of them negotiating with, Kim Jong-un in North Korea, or President Xi in China, or the mullahs in Iran? Heaven forbid.
Well, it's like the Comedy Hour. You know, they're watching all that on satellite TV right now. Their turbans are flying off their head. They're laughing so hard.
Yeah, yeah. They did figure out, though, that they are no longer dealing with an Obama foreign policy and an Obama White House. You know, Obama's foreign policy is give the guys in Iran $150 billion in pallets of cash, and President Trump's response to their activities, their spread of terrorism across the world, President Trump's reaction is to shoot a hellfire missile up their rear.
That works. That's the best way to handle them.
Well, it got their attention, didn't it?
You better believe it.
It's nuts. And here's a thought, too. Let's say that just for giggles, let's say that Bloomberg doesn't really think he's going to get the nomination for the Democrat Party. Let's say he doesn't really believe that he can stop Bernie. And the DNC club is incapable of stopping him. So then what does Bloomberg do? He turns around and runs as an independent himself.
That would split the vote, and that would take care of all of them. And so, yeah, that's possible. I mean, he's in it for the long haul.
He certainly got the He's well-heeled enough to be able to do it. I've speculated about Bernie, if the DNC club does deny him the nomination in Milwaukee at their convention, Bernie turning around and running as an independent, which would accomplish the same thing. But what if Bloomberg decides to do that himself? I mean, the possibilities here are endless, and all of them are pretty amusing. Jeff, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. 4:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. When we come back on the other side, I'm joined by the co-chair of the Republican National Committee, Tommy Hicks. He will be with me, and looking forward to talking to him. That's next here on the Bobby Mack Show on the Friday Free-for-All.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Excellent.
Welcome back. 4:36 now, 24 before 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show, the Friday free-for-all. And a pleasure to welcome to the program this afternoon, longtime friend of the Trump family, and now the co-chair of the Republican National Committee, Tommy Hicks. Mr. Hicks, welcome to the program, and how's the fracking going?
Thanks for having me on. Fracking, they're doing a great job of it themselves, if you watched the debate the other night.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I was thinking earlier today, if we were to sit down as the loyal opposition to the people on the other side and strategize what efforts could we employ to damage the opposition, we might end up with the conclusion, when your opponent is making mistakes, don't stop them.
Yeah, you couldn't do it better yourself. And our president has done a great job building the economy. I mean, just look at South Carolina,
yeah,
specifically, 130,000 jobs. That's terrific.
I can remember during the 8 years of the abomination that we experienced before President Trump occupied the White House, driving home at night and seeing darkened buildings everywhere where businesses had shut down as a result of his brilliant economic policies, and now it's a total reversal.
It's a total reversal, and it's great. You know, we're around the country doing rallies all the time. You got tens of thousands of people filling these buildings. They're absolutely electric. The president's message resonates with the American people, and there's a sense of optimism that's really come back strong, strong as you've ever seen it.
Yeah, it truly is amazing, especially given all the headwinds that the president has been facing. We, here in South Carolina, Mr. Hicks, are excited about the president visiting us a week from today in Charleston. I was talking with Cassie Smedley yesterday, and we were talking about the research into potential voters that the campaign is conducting. It's pretty amazing. This is very high-tech stuff.
It is very high-tech, and I saw that Senator Scott predicted that the president's going to see a 50% increase in the African-American support in South Carolina. I mean, how great is that?
Yeah. It's amazing, and no wonder that should be an end result, considering how the president's economic policies, as President Reagan talked years ago about, you know, the tide lifting all boats equally. Look at the black unemployment rates; they're at a position they have not been in half a century.
It's amazing. His policies are lifting people out of poverty. And, you know, again, you stare at the other side, and what they're proposing is socialism. That does not work. What works is capitalism and the American way, and that's what this president's behind.
Here's an interesting text message that just came in, too, Mr. Hicks. So I was talking before the news at the bottom of the hour, and I was saying, can you imagine a world in which crazy commie Bernie or Liar Watha or Mini Mike are negotiating with Kim Jong-un or President Xi in China or worse yet in Iran. And a texter sent me this and said, "Hi, Bob, I'm a Democrat. And yes, I can imagine Bernie, Warren and Bloomberg negotiating with those individuals. That is why I'm voting for Trump."
That's hilarious. And it's true. And by the way, that's why you're seeing a record amount of Democrats actually attend these rallies and jump onto this movement that we've got. The Democrat Party has just gone so far to the left of what has been traditional in the United States.
Yeah, they're virtually unrecognizable. John F. Kennedy, who was considered a liberal in his day, would be persona non grata in today's Democrat Party. He'd be drummed out.
100%. You're absolutely right. And you know what? The Democrats are going to pay the ultimate price on November 3rd when we absolutely win in a landslide.
Yeah, I'm foreseeing this is going to replicate what happened to George McGovern.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, you're seeing, you know, what Reagan did in the 80s, and America's back, and this is going to be one of the biggest landslide elections, I think, in history. The American people are really upset with what the Democrat Party has become.
I love the president's comment at the State of the Union address, "The best is yet to come." I suspect we'll hear more of that between now and November. But I also was paying particular attention when the president made his remarks about socialism and said the United States of America will never be a socialist country. And I found it interesting who he apparently was staring at in the audience as he delivered those remarks.
Yeah. Well, and he's right. We will never become a socialist country. And we need 4 more years of President Trump's leadership, and we're going to get it. So it's all really exciting.
It's been pretty amazing to watch with a minimal majority in the House that the Democrats were able to obtain in the midterms last time around, how much damage they have been able to do. We here in South Carolina want to desperately get back one of the seats down in the Lowcountry where the president's going to be speaking a week from today. And the way things are going, it certainly looks as if that will happen here and in other places as well.
Well, yeah, and you had over 30 Democrats win seats in 2018 in districts where Trump won. And these people all ran as moderates. And look at what they've done over the past 6 months. Nothing but obstruction politics.
Yeah, it's truly disgusting and essentially attempting a coup to try and reverse the outcome of a legitimate election in 2016. We're talking with Tommy Hicks. He is the co-chair of the Republican National Committee. Are we going to, do you think, be able to see President Trump? I know he has a lot of battleground states he's going to be going to campaigning in. You think we will see the president back in South Carolina in addition to the visit next week?
I would hope so. The president and the vice president really understand how important the state is. We've got there's no road to the White House without South Carolina, and he will be there next week. I'm sure he'll be back. He loves the people of South Carolina.
You have you've known President Trump for a long time. How did you first meet?
We actually met President's Day weekend like 18 years ago, mm-hmm. and thank God he's president. But Don Trump Jr. is a good friend. It's been an honor to work with him as well to advance the party with the president.
On a personal note, I'm curious how my friend Stephen Miller is doing. I know he just got married. He was in contact with me quite a bit during the last campaign, and in fact helped arrange for President Trump to visit with me in our studios. He's still honeymooning?
I think he just got married on Sunday, right?
Yes.
So I believe so. But I can assure you one thing, the president hasn't taken one day off, though.
Yeah. And considering what he's making in performing this amazing job, which is a salary that he's donating back to various parts of the government, just another incredible part of what he's been able to accomplish.
Yeah, he's been amazing, and he's very generous to do what he's doing. And you're absolutely right. He's giving 100% of his salary away. He puts his money where his mouth is. He believes in the American people, and you're seeing that every single day.
We are seeing the Democrats continue to flail away at each other. Now, Mini Mike entering the field with a disastrous debate performance the other night in Las Vegas. Does it matter to the RNC who the designated victim ends up being?
I think if you look at all of them and what they the positions they've taken on debate stages across the country, and you look at the track record the president has, I think the choice is going to be overwhelmingly clear, and the people will vote for the president. So,
yeah. So it really is of no consequence to you who they end up being the designated victim?
Yes. Yeah. It's a shame that Bloomberg's going to spend $2 billion and have nothing to show for it.
Here's a thought that just occurred to me. Because of all the machinations going on in the party with the superdelegates they'll have in Milwaukee and all the rest, the DNC club trying to deny Crazy Bernie the nomination. What if, at the end of the day, Bernie is the nominee and Bloomberg then turns around and runs an independent campaign himself? That would that'd be a dream come true.
You know, it doesn't matter how much money he throws in. He's not going to compete with President Trump. Period. Yeah. And I think that's being made clear right now in his numbers.
It really makes you wonder, what in the heck are these people thinking? I mean, you look at their platform, open borders, unlimited illegal immigration, infanticide, eliminating the Electoral College, the Green New Deal, forgiving all college loan debt. Who do they think they're appealing to?
The communists.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they're so tone deaf. In Texas, during their debate there, they proposed Green New Deal, all of them, and that would have caused over $300 billion of damage to the Texas economy and cost 2 million jobs. Just think about how tone deaf that is.
Yeah. Yeah. They just, more power to them, you know.
Yeah.
Let's hope they keep on the same
path.
And
look at our track record.
Yeah. Yeah. Truly incredible. You know, it's one thing to have the power of the incumbency, and that's a huge advantage. But when you have that and you couple that with all that this administration has accomplished, especially facing the headwinds that they face, not only from the Democrats, but from the lamestream media and the Hollywood liberals and all the rest, it truly is pretty miraculous.
Yeah, and that list of accomplishments just grows every single day.
Yep.
President has nonstop energy.
And long-term benefits as well, closing in now on, what, 200 appointees to the federal bench?
Absolutely, but we absolutely need 4 more years of this.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. Well, let's hope that we get it, and we certainly are hoping and praying that that'll be the outcome. Tommy Hicks, he is the co-chairman of the Republican National Committee. Pleasure to talk with you today, sir. Appreciate it. And if you see Stephen Miller, please say hello to him for it.
Will do. And you guys have fun next Friday.
Thank you. Will do. We're looking forward to it. Appreciate it very much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
You bet. That is Tommy Hicks. He is the co-chair of the Republican National Committee and a longtime family friend of the Trumps. 13 before 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I love Tommy Hicks' answer when I ask him, you know, what are these Democrats thinking with their platform? He said, well, they're commies. True enough. True enough. Led by the commie-in-chief of the Democrat Party, crazy commie Bernie. In on my text line this afternoon, 71307, Bobby, Cambridge, Massachusetts police. Wait a minute. Aren't they the ones that acted stupidly, according to Obama, when that Harvard professor was trying to break into his own home? Cambridge, Massachusetts police will no longer arrest illegal immigrants driving without licenses. So, according to the progressive policies, we do have laws, but they only apply to American citizens. You drive without a license, you get stopped, you're going to be fined, maybe jailed, you're driving without a license. But if you're an illegal, you know. No moss. There you go. Take off, pal. Have a nice day. To the phones we go. Let's head to Reedville here on the Friday Free-for-All on the Bobby Mack Show and bring in Alan. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Afternoon, Bobby. I was calling about our guy Bloomberg. And, you know, what the guy said about the Muppets and the two older guys. They do kind of favor.
I know it.
You know, Bernie and Blue. They actually kind of do. I mean, it's kind of interesting, but anyway, that's not my call.
I love the line that he slipped in there too, and it kind of went past, and I sort of ignored it. But towards the end of the conversation there, where he said, "You have to stand tall to be president," and Bloomberg's not up to that.
You know, how often are billionaires made fun of? I mean,
well, yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe they are. I was going to call today because I was going to mention this thing about the NBA. That, you know, I'm not an attorney. I'm not a judge. And, you know, even attorneys, it depends on who's paying them as to which side they would take on it.
Right.
But I believe, what I was going to tell you is I believe that Bloomberg released those people from the NDAs in the debate because he said they contain nothing but me telling a joke they didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he just disclosed the contents of the NDA.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
So would the next step be, if I'm assuming where you're going with this, Alan, the next phase would be then the people who are under those NDAs would no longer feel that they are obligated to abide by the non-disclosure agreements because he already talked about what's in them.
Well, that was what I have thought about since that happened. However, get this. While I was on the phone with you,
mm-hmm.
While I was listening, I Googled it. He has just said he's going to release them.
Oh, really?
That's what he has just said.
So,
and there's like 2-3 different sources that said that.
Yeah. So apparently he's feeling the heat on this.
Well, I think so. It's a no-win deal because if he doesn't do it, they're going to blast him. They've got him.
Yeah.
Obviously, they have him. Okay. And here's the other question. This, to me, this totally changes my call. Or how will he spin it?
Or yeah.
If indeed he's guilty of saying the things that reportedly has been said, okay, some of which are pretty bold and straightforward to say the least, if any of them are true, how is he going to spin it? Is he just going to say, I'm sorry, I said it a long time ago?
Right.
Is he going to say, look what Trump gets away? I mean, how is he going to spin it, I guess, kind of becomes the question for him. But I do. I mean, I think he released him. If you have a non-disclosure agreement, you go out and start publicly in front of millions of people discussing the contents of the non-disclosure, well, it's no longer a non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah, you've voided it.
You revealed the content.
Yeah, you voided it yourself. Well, yeah. here's a couple of recent headlines from Fox News in this regard. Fired Bloomberg worker claims company lied to her, coerced her into signing an NDA. And another, Bloomberg News ex-reporter's wife says his lawyers threatened to ruin his family over his reporting on China. So this is going to get interesting. Alan, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Got to take a break for the news at the top of the hour. Stand by. The weekend is only minutes away.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.